Business and Bourbon. From Business and Bourbon, I am Ronnell Richards, and this is Day Drinking, your daily dose of business motivation, inspiration, and education. A bite-sized version of Business and Bourbon wisdom to help you on your journey to personal and professional success. Well, February is Black History Month, and this is the time of year where we recount some of the accomplishments and some of the contributions of African Americans to our culture here in the United States. The reason we do that is, quite frankly, the education system does not teach about these wonderful people, does not teach about these great accomplishments and these contributions to the American way of life, because Black history is our history. It's part of the fabric of this great country that we live in. So today I want to share a story, one that's very seldom told and one that most of you might not know. I'm sure many of you are aware of Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks was famously did not give up her seat on the public bus in Montgomery, and I believe it was 1955. And that was one of the events that brought attention, national attention and international attention, to the civil rights movement. Very calculated in terms of getting that, making sure that we got that message out, and those civil rights leaders at the time using that event to bring attention to the injustice that was happening in the South. Now, what many people don't know is that 9 months prior to that, Claudette Colvin, a high school student, only 15 years old, did that exact same thing. 9 months prior to Rosa Parks, Claudette, when approached on the school bus, because school buses had the exact same rules that public buses had, and white students walked onto the bus, and the bus driver asked her or told her to get out of her seat for those students, and Claudette refused. And this 15-year-old was arrested and put on indefinite probation by the school. 15 years old. And again, this was 9 months prior to Rosa Parks. Now, the NAACP, at the time, they chose to use Rosa Parks as their, you know, she was a 42-year-old, I think maybe a little bit more sympathetic figure that people could identify with more, instead of Claudette, who was 15 and actually ended up getting pregnant shortly after. And so they figured that she wasn't the best image to represent the movement, because at the end of the day, there's still a marketing aspect to it. So, that's a very little known fact, and someone that we should all recognize for their strength and for her courage. And as an example, this 15-year-old girl stood up to oppression, stood up to injustice, and paid a price for that. So as you go about your day and you think about the things you have to go up against, just know that it's probably a lot easier for you than it was for her and the people that stood for America. Not just African Americans, stood for America and the American way of life during the civil rights movement. So cheers to Claudette Colvin, and make sure you look her up. Another great inspiration that can inspire us to be great and be better and to do better. Have a good day. Thank you for listening to Day Drinking by Business and Bourbon. If you enjoyed our show, you can support it by rating us 5 stars and reviewing on Apple or your favorite podcast platform. Hey, I'd also like to invite you to join our movement to combat entrepreneur porn. You can do that by signing up for a free membership on the Business and Bourbon Network. You'll have access to exclusive content and forums where you can collaborate and uncover new business opportunities, jobs, investors, and further your business education. You can sign up at businessandbourbon.net. Again, that's businessandbourbon.net. Thank you for listening. And remember, your success is based on the little things you do each day, not the massive actions. Go out and execute the little things with discipline and consistency, and you'll be a winner in life and business.